Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning, Brad Young sitting in this morning for the vacationing Megan Lynch. And joining us, apparently it's the Hancock and Young week so far, yesterday and today. John Hancock, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Always a pleasure, partner. Happy New Year.
Yeah, we kind of flipped. Yeah, yesterday I'm on the phone, and today you're on the phone.
How about that?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you, though, because one of the things you didn't have much time to get to yesterday is kind of a preview of Missouri politics for 2026. We've had a robust political year in 2025, but what's on the schedule, on the docket, as it were, for coming up in 2026? It's election year, obviously.
Yeah, this is what I call the dole cycle. Every 12 years in Missouri, only the state auditor is running statewide. No U.S. Senate race, none of the other statewide offices are up, and it happens every 12 years. And so we have a state auditor's race. Scott Fitzpatrick, who is the incumbent Republican state auditor, has got a Democrat that's going to file against him, but I suspect he's going to handily be reelected. Really, the marquee races in the state are right here in our backyard. You've got the St. Louis County executive's race. It got a little more interesting with Sam Page announcing he's getting out. Brian Williams has announced his candidacy. He's already raised over $500,000. He's a Democrat state senator from North St. Louis County. He looks like the favorite, but, you know, there's a lot of buzz about county assessor Jake Zimmerman getting into that race on the Democratic side. And potentially Doug Beck, a state senator, Democrat from South County. There's some buzz around him maybe getting in. Shalonda Webb, who is a Democrat, a county council member from North St. Louis County, might get into that race as well. Dennis Hancock is the only announced Republican candidate. But, you know, the last time a Republican was elected St. Louis County executive was the year after Don Denkinger stole the World Series from the Cardinals. So it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. And I want to talk about the Sam Page thing for just a moment, because obviously he's currently facing an indictment on various charges. But was it a shock to you, John Hancock, that Sam Page decided to bail out of the race?
No, I expected that he wouldn't file. He wasn't raising money. Now, I was surprised, though, Brad, that I would have thought that he would have negotiated something with the attorney general's office.
Yes.
To, you know, remove the charges if he agreed to not run again. And so I was a little surprised that deal wasn't made. But the fact that he's not running does not come as a surprise.
Yeah, I was shocked at that, too, because if folks will remember when Kim Gardner left, that was part of her exit strategy, was to say, I'll resign from office in exchange for the dismissal of these charges. And I, too, was expecting that with Sam Page. And I've been trying to analyze from the evidentiary perspective whether or not that tells us that Sam Page is very comfortable with his defense to those criminal charges, or whether the government wasn't willing to play ball in exchange for that. We're not going to know that, obviously, for a while. But like you, I was taken aback by that.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I can't speak to how serious the charges are. But I think anytime you're facing an indictment, I mean, that's a big deal. So that's all going to play out now through the court system, and we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, Brian Williams, I think, is the odds-on favorite to win that race.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the other big race is the St. Charles County Executive, which was an open seat for about a year. Steve Ellman announced that he would not seek re-election, but he has since changed his mind. So he's in that race, running for his fifth or sixth term. And Bill Eigel, the former state senator who ran and lost the governor's primary last year, is in. And then Jason Law, who's a police lieutenant colonel in St. Louis County and the former mayor of Lake St. Louis, is also in that Republican primary race. And again, a Democrat's never been elected county executive in St. Charles. So the winner of that August primary is going to be the guy.
Right. Is this effectively a two-man race? I mean, is this between Steve Ellman and Bill Eichel, or is Jason Law still actually in the running?
Jason Law's raised a lot of money. In fact, as of the last campaign disclosure reports, he had the most money in the race. So, I mean, anytime you've got cash, you're a serious candidate. He's got a good story. I mean, the things he's done in Lake St. Louis, lowering taxes, removing regulations, halting expansive development there, which was very popular with the residents, but encouraging a lot of economic development in Lake St. Louis. He's got a good record to run on, not well-known yet. Ellman, of course, very well-known and a very impressive record managing that county for the last 20 years. So he'll be formidable. And Bill Eichel, who's kind of running out of that populist wing of the Republican Party that is increasingly supported by Republican primary voters, is a legitimate threat in that race, too.
I was rather surprised. I had interviewed Steve Ellman, and when he announced his retirement, I had talked to him on the air, and he was pretty adamant. You know, I've done everything I need to do. It's time to turn the reins over to someone else. Any indication as to why Steve Ellman changed directions and got back into the race?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think he probably became convinced that he alone could defeat Bill Eichel. And, you know, he might be right about that. But it definitely, if this thing remains a three-person race, Bill Eichel is going to be.
Last question, John, and I'm throwing this to you without prep, but, you know, you are definitely a professional, so you can handle it. One of the issues that I've had with regard to these propositions that we've been facing, that's what allowed abortion to be legalized in Missouri. It allowed marijuana to be legalized in Missouri. And Jefferson City really dragged their feet on changing or attempting to change the process by which ballot initiatives are put on the ballot for a statewide vote. What's the status of that currently?
So it is going to be on the ballot next year, what they call initiative petition reform, IP reform, and the people will get to vote. And what it essentially does, it makes it much harder to amend the state constitution. The proponents would say that when you have a deep pocket initiative petition effort like the abortion was a couple of years ago, one side usually has the preponderance of the resources and they pass it. That's been the case on the right to work question, on the expansion of Medicaid, which was funded by the hospitals, and there's no money on the no side. And so those things tend to pass with a simple majority vote of the people. What this IP would do is require the measure to pass in all 8 congressional districts in order to amend the Constitution. That's a very steep hill, and the voters are going to decide whether they prefer that or the old system.
So that, too, will be on the ballot this November?
It will. Maybe August.
Oh, I'm sorry. In August. Very good.
The governor will assign that to a ballot. He hasn't done that yet.
Very good. Well, we'll be watching that. John Hancock, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
You betcha. Take care, Brad.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.